Marie prepared to leave for the Bible study she was leading that morning. Without a care in the world, she, along with their youngest, 18-month-old Carson, left Charlie at home, fully expecting it to be a perfectly normal day. Nothing could have prepared her for what was coming. Charles Carl Roberts IV was born on December 7, 1973. For all we know, he had a perfectly normal upbringing. His father was a police officer, and his mother worked for a Christian organization. A very loving family, young Charles would grow up in a secure and intact home, and he had good relations with his extended family as well. He did not attend either a public or a private school program, but graduated from a homeschooling program. To all outward appearances, Charlie was growing up properly, and this would continue into manhood, his marriage, and the children he would father. Although not Amish, the Roberts family was living in southeastern Pennsylvania, which is very much Amish country. Not only is it peaceful due to its rural environment, but it's pleasant because of the genuine kindness and demeanor of the Amish community. Indeed, the Amish people had a way of living deeply related to their religious beliefs and practices, providing for a harmonious community, not just with their fellow Amish neighbors and friends, but with the non-Amish people, the English, as they're called, as well. A perfect example of an across-the-board life principle held by the Amish is that their words actually mean something. Indeed, their spoken words define them. So much so, if an Amish tells you he or she will do something, he or she is going to do it. As such, it's safe to assume that if an Amish has promised to do something for you, and then it doesn't materialize, until further notice you can rightly assume they're either dead or presently incapacitated. Another aspect of the Amish is their ability to forgive, something that would come into play and be well demonstrated by them on a crisp day in October 2006. This is the world that Charlie Roberts grew up in, as did his future wife, Marie. Indeed, both families have deep and abiding roots here. It would be in this world that Charlie and Marie would meet as teenagers and ultimately fall in love. And it would be here, closely connected to family, friends, and neighbors, that the happy couple would begin their journey together. They would later settle in Georgetown in Bart Township, Lancaster County. Charlie and Marie married on November 9, 1996. Without question, it was a solid union, and Charlie and Marie loved each other deeply. And being an astute and intuitive individual, Marie observed Charlie as they were dating and made mental notes as to what she liked about him and what would make him a good husband and father. He was good with children. He had a great love and respect for his family. And the general concern and caring he displayed with everyone, she could naturally see were qualities that make for a good partner. Charlie, always a hard worker, would have various jobs, including construction, until he finally decided to join the family business started by Marie's grandfather and become a rural milk hauler, something he very much enjoyed doing. And so it can be assumed that during their time of dating and into their marriage, what you saw on the outside of Charles Roberts is what was motivating the inside of the man. Despite the regular issues so often confronting young couples, money and the natural learning to live together in harmony, they were doing all right. But misfortune was coming, and it would negatively impact not only Charlie and Marie, but the extended families on both sides. There is nothing more joyous than when a young couple learns they're going to have a child. It's a unique experience that can only be fully appreciated by those who've experienced it. And when all goes well, it provides a great sense of joy and satisfaction that stays with folks despite the passage of years. But when there's a problem and the unthinkable happens, it can create deep wounds within the mind and emotions of an individual. And the outcome for these people can be varied, and in some cases can spark terrible consequences.